We'll be reading from Hebrews chapter 1, beginning in verse 1 and reading through verse 8. So please open your Bible and follow along with me as we read together Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. The book of Hebrews is often called the book of better things. And beginning in chapter 1 of this book, the writer shows that Jesus is deity. Jesus is God. Remember, the main point of this book, according to chapter 8, verse 1, is that Jesus is the great high priest. And in showing that Jesus is deity, he shows in chapter 1 that Jesus is better, he is greater than the angels. That's what Hebrews chapter 1 is about. Now, as you go on into chapter 2, what he's going to say, of course, is that Jesus became a little lower than the angels when he became man. But here in chapter 1, he's establishing the fact that Jesus Christ is far above the angels because Jesus is God. Now, notice with me in chapter 1. Look very carefully at what the Bible says in these verses about Jesus. And notice these points which say or imply that Jesus is deity. He is God. First of all, in verse 2, the Bible says that it was through Jesus, by Jesus, that God made the worlds. In other words, if Jesus Christ is the creator, he has to be God. And that, of course, is exactly what we read in John 1, verse 3. By him were all things made, and without him was not anything made that was made. So Jesus is God because he is the creator. Chapter 1, verse 2. In chapter 1, verse 3, we have this very pointed expression that Jesus is not only the brightness of his glory, but Jesus is the express image of his person, that is, the person of God Almighty. So Jesus is the exact expression of the very nature or essence of God. Now that means he's deity. He's not just like God. He's not just a copy of God. He is the exact expression of the very nature or essence of God. So it would be hard to find a verse in the Bible that could more directly state that Jesus is deity than what we're reading right here in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. But let's look at verse 6. Here the Bible says, And again, when he brings in the first begotten, that's Jesus, into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. Now, who is the only one, according to the Bible, who is deserving of worship? God. No man deserves to be worshiped. No angel ever deserves to be worshiped. As a matter of fact, later in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, two times, you find that John fell down at the feet of an angel to worship him, and the angel told him not to do it. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, "And I fell at his feet." This is John saying, "I fell at the feet of the angel. I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God." And again, you find that same thing taking place in Revelation 22, verse 9. So in an indirect way, but still at the same time, in a very plain way, the Bible shows in verse 6 that Jesus is deity, Jesus is God, because the angels of God are to worship him. And notice that it says, all the angels of God are to worship Jesus. Now, a fourth way that Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, shows that Jesus is God is verse 8. And there we find that Jesus is explicitly called God. In Hebrews 1, verse 8, the Bible says, "But unto the Son he saith," this is God the Father speaking to the Son. "And God the Father says to the Son," in verse 8, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." God the Father himself referred to Jesus the Son as God. So we have the fact that Jesus made the worlds. He's the creator in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. We have the fact that Jesus is the exact expression of the very nature of God in Hebrews 1, verse 3. We have the fact that the angels of God are to worship Jesus, according to verse 6. And we have in verse 8 a clear passage which says that Jesus is God. You'll notice if you have a Bible that has marginal references that the writer is quoting from the Old Testament quite a bit here in Hebrews chapter 1. In fact, he quotes many times from the book of Psalms. Remember that he's writing to Christians who have a Jewish background. These Hebrew Christians knew their Old Testament well. And so as he writes to these Hebrew Christians, they're going to be very familiar with these passages that he brings up. And so if their heart is right, they're going to accept this teaching. And they're going to be stronger in their conviction that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he is the great high priest. And they're going to be much stronger in their Christianity and not give in to the temptation to go back into Judaism like some of their brethren had done. And remember, as you look at the book of Hebrews, that the book of Hebrews, because it is written to these Hebrew Christians, is going to have more Old Testament verses quoted in it than some other New Testament letters which were written to churches that had a lot of Gentiles in those churches, like the book of 1 Peter or like the book of 1 Corinthians. You do find scripture quotations and scripture allusions in those books, but not as much as you find in the book of Hebrews because of the audience that he's writing to. Now, the main contrast that we're looking at is between Jesus and the angels. This is the comparison. The New Testament is better than the Old Testament for several reasons, but primarily because the New Testament has a greater high priest, and that great high priest is Jesus. He is God. He is far above the angels. Verse 6 says the angels are to worship him. Verse 7 says that those angels are ministers. They are ministers of God. But Jesus is God. Jesus is deity. Verse 8. So there's no question about who Jesus is. There's no question about his nature. There's no question about his deity. This chapter, Hebrews chapter 1 alone, shows many times that Jesus is in fact deity. John chapter 1 teaches exactly the same truth, and many other passages tell us this truth about Jesus Christ. Now, in light of how clear the Bible is on this point about the nature of Christ, it is amazing that there are so many religious people who deny the deity of Christ. For instance, the Islamic religion says that Jesus is not deity. Muslims say that Jesus was a prophet, not the prophet, not even the greatest prophet, but that he was a prophet and not the Son of God. The Quran denies the Old Testament prophecies about Jesus Christ. And there are many prophecies about the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament that were fulfilled in him. The Quran denies those prophecies which show that Jesus, the Messiah, is deity. He is the only begotten Son of God. The Quran also denies what the New Testament says about Jesus Christ. The Quran denies that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. The Quran denies that Jesus Christ is God manifested in the flesh. The Quran denies that Jesus is deity. And notice something else that you find right away in this first chapter of the book of Hebrews. And that is in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, verse 2, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. So there's a contrast here between the Old Testament prophets and Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, it is true that the Old Testament prophesied of Jesus and called him the prophet. You read about that, of course, in Acts chapter 3. So in that sense, Jesus was a prophet of God. But he was not a prophet of God on the level of Old Testament or even New Testament prophets. He was not just a prophet. He was the Son of God. So the Islamic religion contradicts what the Bible says about the deity of Jesus Christ. Another religion which denies the deity of Jesus is the organization known as the Jehovah's Witnesses. This religion teaches that Jesus is an angel. They clarify that in their belief by saying that Jesus, in their teaching, is an archangel. But that still means that Jesus is an angel in their doctrine. Now look again at Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 says, first of all, in verse 4, that Jesus is much better than the angels. And then in verse 6, the Bible says that all the angels of God are to worship him. And again, the only one who is to be worshiped, the only being that we are authorized to worship, is God or deity. So the idea that Jesus Christ is an angel is the exact opposite of what Hebrews chapter 1 tells us. Hebrews chapter 1 contrasts Jesus as the Son of God and the angels. And look again at the contrast that he's making, just for emphasis, in verses 7 and 8. And of the angels, he saith, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire, but unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. So Jesus is called God, but the angels are called ministers or servants. And in the next lesson, we're going to see an even further contrast between Jesus as the Son of God and these angels, and we're also going to see something very interesting about the work of angels in this world in which we live.